How do you approach those patients, both the elderly as well as the younger patients, yourself in a non-protocol setting with relapse disease?
Well, in relapse large cell lymphoma, you're generally using a second-line regimen. We tend to use infusional dice and ifosfamide-containing regimen, but many people use ICE or RICE or ESHAP or DAP, and I think they're all more or less the same. Overall, about two-thirds of patients will respond to second-line regimen. It depends a lot on prognostic features, how long their first remission was, et cetera. And I think we have good data that they should get an autotransplant. So the patients that perhaps respond to that but aren't autotransplant candidates, I usually give them 4 to 6 cycles of that salvage regimen and kind of hope for the best. I think the people that don't respond, unfortunately, don't do well. And some studies have reported that if you don't respond to your second-line regimen, that your median survival's in the ballpark of a year. This is in relapsed large cell. And the idea that your third line and fourth line gets you ultimately to a transplant or something else is pretty unlikely. So I do it as much, particularly in young patients, keep trying with other regimens and so on. But I think what we really need to do is think about some of these novel agents coming along that can work in different ways and overcome that resistance.